Ladies and gentlemen, hailing from the principal's desk, he is the undisputed champion of your hearts, the Doc. It's time to go mail to mail!
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of Mail to Mail with the Doc. Guys and gals, today, in today's round, we are going to talk about the two important C's in school leadership and in education. Those two C's come from one of my favorite all-time announcers, Jim Ross. Now, good old JR, he'd sit there and he'd say, man, that's a slobber knocker. He is bowling shoe ugly. But JR had a great statement for dealing with talent. When he would lose talent, because he was the head of talent relations years ago in the WWF, WWE, he said there were two things that affected talent: cash and creative. Now, guys and gals, I've been in and around the wrestling business. I've been in and around the educational business, and I'm here to tell you, he is right, almost. It's all about two C's. It is cash and culture. Now, here's the reality. Years ago, when I was wrestling, I got bookings from all over Northeast Tennessee. I was all over the place. And one thing I learned is there was a certain pocket, a certain area that I love to be, because the culture of that locker room, of the guys I was working with, was that much better, just a little bit better. I didn't have to worry about my payoff. I didn't have to worry about whether or not I was going to be hit hard or stiffed that evening. I knew everybody was working for the good of the company. And I went around to several different promotions, and I always came back to this one small promotion. The money wasn't better. Let's be honest. We're talking anywhere from $5 to $25 a night. I wasn't making any money, barely gas money most nights. But the reality was, I wanted to be there. I was willing to take the bumps, the bruises. I was willing to go out and be cussed and yelled at simply because I loved the guys in the back. I loved what I was doing. Here's the thing. In education, we are at a point now. Administrators, oftentimes central office, they can't affect the amount of cash going into your pocket. What they can do, they can affect the culture. They can affect what you deal with every day. See, how many times do you go into your school and your administrator is giving you a hard time? Or central office is telling you you have more to do? That's a cultural problem. That is one of the C's. The cash is the same whether I work for you or I work for them. But the headache is more. So I'm going to move to the place with the better culture. If you are an administrator, let me tell you something. You have the ultimate effect on one of those two C's. You have the effect on culture. How do you treat your staff? How do you talk to your staff? When they have personal issues, where are you at? Do they need you? Do they need you to understand? Do they need an attaboy? Or do they need a kick in the rear? That's part of it. Guys, we're missing out. We can't affect the cash in somebody's pocket, but we can affect the culture that they work in. Culture is going to draw good teachers into your building. Culture is going to keep great teachers in the classroom. But if you lack both of these, you are going to be sitting in an arena with nobody there. Nobody wants to be underpaid and underappreciated. Let me say that again. Nobody wants to be underpaid and underappreciated. So for all my administrator friends out there, let me ask you a question. How do you affect culture? Culture can be affected in many ways. Listen to your teachers. Understand their needs. Be graceful. Give credit where credit is due. Be willing to step into any of their jobs. I have worked for wrestling bookers who have never worked a match. They would tell you to take a chair shot to the head, having never taken one themselves. They have no idea what the pain is. Let me just share with everyone. Those chair shots are 100% real. They hurt. They will buckle your knees and they will make you see stars. They would tell a person to get color or bleed in a match, having never done it themselves. My administrator friends, have you forgotten what it's like to be in the classroom? When you ask a teacher to do another task when they have 50 sitting on their desk, have you forgotten what it was like to be a teacher? Have you forgotten what it was like to have kids in your own home and have to leave for an extra bus duty? Or ask your administrator to leave early because you have to pick up your kids? That builds culture. That is the key. Not test scores. Test scores come and go. It's about people. Our job is to keep children safe and to make them employable. The fact that they can do or not do is really not important unless you care about these kids. Unless you honestly care about your staff. Unless you honestly care about the people in your building. No amount of test scores can outweigh the care that you give to the people of your school. Guys and gals, thank you for sticking with me. And you have went bell to bell with the doc once again in our second edition. I hope you like and subscribe to From the Principal's Desk. And I'll tell you guys, they're giving me the go home signal. So I'll check you next week.
And I'll catch you down the road.